today.
Uh-huh. Or a pinch.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's less than a pinch.
Well, yes, a smidgen. A smidgen's less than a pinch or a dash. A pinch is a little bit more than a dash.
In some place along here, we've got a smidgen, huh?
And a smidgen is... smidgen's just a little bit. Just a smidgen.
What greeting would you use when you meet someone in the morning?
Depends on what kind of humor I'm in. No, I always say good morning.
You're not choosy, huh?
No, I always say good morning.
Until when would you say good morning?
Hmm?
Until when would you say good morning?
Till noon.
Then what would you say?
Good afternoon.
When does evening start around here?
Oh, evening doesn't start when it gets dark. When it's dark, it's evening. And then comes bedtime.
This has caused me more trouble. Well, I go to see people and they say, well, come back this evening. And I just stumble off thinking, evening, well, this means sometime after supper. And then I think about it a little bit and I begin to wonder if I'm in an evening or an afternoon area. For some people, of course, evening starts at 1 o'clock. Does it start that way with you?
Well, no. I wouldn't think evening would start until after you had eaten that evening.
Uh-huh.
Evenings from supper time on.
That's the way I would turn it.
And then comes bedtime. Anytime between now and bedtime.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's the way mine works, too.
It's evening. Our evening runs from the time we eat until bedtime. Mm-hmm.
It's strange how people's terms vary for this particular thing. Morning is pretty much the same for everybody. If you're introduced to someone, what would you say to them? Mrs. Langston, this is Mr. Jones.
And how do you do?
And if you want to invite someone to come back to your house again, what would you say to them?
Come back. I'd love to have you come back.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any special greeting for Christmas morning?
Merry Christmas.
Did this have any special meaning other than we wish you a Merry Christmas?
No, just Merry Christmas.
How about New Year's? Was there anything special then?
Happy New Year. Mm-hmm.
And, parts of the state is Christmas gift.
I've heard that.
This is a good southern term.
But it's not used around here very much.
With some kids, this was part of a game. First one to shout Christmas gift was supposed to get a present from the other one. Were you familiar with this tradition?
No.
Let's go farther south.
If you think you'll have time to do something and somebody says, will you have time for it, what would you say?
I'll have plenty of time.
If you buy something at a store, or let's say you buy a pair of shoes, they're put in the box, and then what did the clerk do with the last pair of shoes you got after he put them in the box?
Wrapped them up and gave them to me.
Mm-hmm. That's really, I wanted her to say wrapped.
She wouldn't do it.
Yeah, she did.
I said, he wrapped them up.
Let's see, on the first of the month, the bills are
due.
And if you belong to an organization, you're supposed to pay your yearly
dues.
If you don't have the money, you should go to the bank and
borrow it.
In the 30s, money was
scarce.
If you've priced something
hard to come by, I've heard that expression.